Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, moody sick. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Formulae 7, the three-disc special by Fally Ipupa. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Formulae 7 by Fally Ipupa was released on December 16th, 2022 under Warner Music France and label Elektra France. It is 31 songs deep, and that represents 3 hours and 30 minutes of runtime. And with disc 1 being 11 songs, disc 2 is 10 songs, and disc 3 is 10 songs. Fally Ipupa is not playing games. There are quite a number of standout aspects about this project, Formulae 7 by Fally Ipupa, but one thing that already stands out even more is the fact that of the 31 songs, believe this, there's only one collaboration, and that's with Cameroon's Charlotte Dipanda. I mean, 30 out of 31 songs with absolutely no features. That's quite something heavy hitting right there from Fally Ipupa, and I like it. As I started listening to the album, getting into disc 1, which is 11 songs deep, the first song, which is the title track, Formulae 7, was straight out of the masterclass of Fally Ipupa. It's got that Ndombolo feel. It really kind of picks up that pace as a starter to the whole thing. And I thought, wait, is this gonna be the whole disc? And I've got the answer for you. That was no. On disc 1, this is the only song which really sounds like what it sounds like. The moment you get into tracks 2 and then continue on, you realize that he taps into the really sort of mid-tempo Congolese rumba, and it doesn't really do too much else. It's a comfortable lane for Fally Ipupa, but something that he's mastered over the years, so he's the king of that. And obviously on this disc 1, there's the song Afsana, which he released as a single, absolute hit. Zouk Kizomba kinda in there with that Congolese sauce and spice sprinkles. My goodness, beautiful track. But when you listen to the whole thing, you just realize it's good music and Fally Ipupa is not playing. Now we do have to look at what he's done outside this album. I mean, it's 31 songs deep. However, he also released Tokos Gold 2 in, I think it was February 2022, and it had 37 songs. Go figure. So this dude is coming hard, like with the music. And dare I say, I believe he's actually outworking everybody in the industry right now when it comes to the DR Congo side of things, bar maybe one or two artists. Like the only other artist I can think of maybe from DR Congo who's done something similar last year is Keisha, who released like a 50 track album, but even he is now behind in terms of just the projects compared to Fally Ipupa after he released this one. As I moved to listening to disc 2 on Formulae 7, it starts with Amor Nayo, and it just picked up from where disc 1 left off with that Congolese rumba, and I was like, okay, Fally Ipupa is on to a certain style with this project. The only song on disc 2 which was previously released, I believe, is Science Fiction, big hit, done really well over the last few months. So he added that to disc 2 as part of that Waterfalls release strategy. So if you're a musician and you're into this side of things, you probably know what it is, where artists release singles and even EPs over time, but not necessarily with the view to have them lead an album, so to speak. But when an album comes through, they add some of those songs or some of those EPs as part of the album. So their release already starts with the streams accumulated from before, and a lot of musicians have been using it in the last 3-4 years particularly. On disc 2, the only real maybe slight outlier in terms of how it sounds is the song Zany, which is number 10 on there. And you know what, I just got the sense, I don't speak French, so it is what it is, but I got the sense that this project has a lot of love within it in terms of relationships, you know, singing for or to a woman, and vice versa. It just felt like that. The tempo felt like that. Sonically, it felt like that. You actually felt like, hey, this is like a love album, and this is me 21 tracks deep, and that's exactly what I was thinking and feeling. And as I moved on to disc 3, it actually started off the same pace as disc 1 with the song Bloqué, which is a smash hit, probably the smash hit from Fally Ipupa from 2022. He released it around July last year. It's sitting on well over 2 million streams just on Spotify. Knocked it out of the park. The other songs that were released last year are Seyo, and then God Du Coeur. My French is bad, yo. With Charlotte Dipanda. And look, this disc, which has 10 songs, is slightly of a wider variety than the other two discs. You get a little bit of a little bit more outside that sort of mid-tempo Congolese rumba that typifies the previous two discs, and the music is still fantastic. Look, I could get into every song, but you know how that goes. Overall, I could say Fally Ipupa has done it again, and he has become a master at the efficiency of releasing music and projects consistently to give his fans something to latch on to every single year. And the fact that he's also done it again around that festive season period is a very interesting play on his part. He's actually done it before. I think he did it with one of the Tokus albums as well. I think I can't remember if it was the first one or if it was Tokus 2. I think, yeah, Tokus 2. He released that one in December 2020. So festive season. It's a big season out there, especially in DR Congo, and he's done it again. The fact that this time around he's come through with 31 tracks, and of the 31 tracks, maybe about 25, 26 are unreleased. Oh man, who are you kidding? This guy is working hard. The quality on the album, you cannot even fault it. It's right up there. It's vintage Fally Ipupa, but he showcases his class yet again. I really recommend, do check it out. You're probably going to come away with quite a few songs that you will appreciate outside the big singles he's already released in 2022. But great way to start 2023. I wonder what else he's got in store for us, because look, 31 tracks, 3 disc album, Formula 7, and that powerful colors show as well that he did a few weeks ago. I think it was just before the end of 2022, and that song is actually on there. It's on disc 2. It's called Patere. It's number 7 on disc 2. and it's a fire song. Check out the Colors performance. I think he did well. And he did a little bit of he channeled his inner Oxlade after that epic Kulosa performance by Oxlade as well. Oh, by the way, before I go, did I mention that this is like 239 episodes of the African Album Review podcast? I think that's crazy. Anyway, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review podcast. Peace. Nainde.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.